What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, baby, I love it. I love it when our Chiefs Kingdom shows are just like being at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And that's what I feel tonight. I feel the vibe. Do you feel the vibe? Tonight, we're at the Hy-Vee at 95th and Antioch. It is the biggest and the first, really, of all of the Hy-Vee setups like this. It was the very first one. And so we've had so many awesome shows here, including celebrating Super Bowls. But tonight, this score just in, late breaking, just got it. Chiefs 29, Steelers 10. Hy-Vee Market Grill really got its start right here in this location at 95th and Antioch. Now, what has been done? The Chiefs have secured the bye in the playoffs, the one seed. And yes, the road to New Orleans will go through Kansas City. You got it? That is huge. Kansas City, 15 regular season victories, second in NFL history in the regular season. Best, of course, in Kansas City Chiefs history, and the first time that Andy Reid has had 15 regular season victories in his career. That is huge. But it's been what they've done and how they've done it, especially winning three games in 11 days and two on the road. The Chiefs went from minus four in the giveaway takeaway to plus six, going plus 10 in this three-game span. And 12 sacks and gave up one. And we played, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., just list them off. We played arguably three of the top four teams in rushing the quarterback, and we gave up one sack. And we sacked those dudes, there's guys, 12 times. When you do that as a defense and you get 10 takeaways in the toughest stretch, regular season stretch, maybe in Kansas City Chiefs history, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. We have got a special show for you tonight. A couple of special things will happen in the last half of the show. Our guest tonight will be the pride of the Choctaw Nation, James Winchester, who has been with our team for 10 seasons as our long snapper. And there's a reason he's here tonight, a couple reasons actually, and we'll get into that later in the show. But he's a remarkable human being, an amazing dude. Another thing to bring up, and this has kind of been kind of lost in the shuffle of all of the stuff that's been going on, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has had 237 consecutive passes without an interception. That is the longest stretch in Pat's career without a pick. And that is huge. Eight of the last nine games, no interceptions. Part of this, we're taking it away. We're not giving it to him. And all of a sudden, we're playing our best football at the right time going into the playoffs. And yes, we go into this week. It's not just any week, it's Donkey Week. That's right. We play the Denver Broncos Sunday at 3:25 at their shack. If we win this game, we can knock them out of the playoffs. And you're going, wait a minute. We have the one seed. Who's going to play in this game? Well, first of all, you'll hear this throughout the week. Coach is trying to figure this out. We'll talk about it here in a little bit with Coach on the air. But you've got to understand, we only have 53 guys. We can only elevate a couple off the practice squad. Guys are going to have to play in this game. Let's jump in our time machine, go all the way back to, 2013. 2013 was the exact circumstance. We could not move the needle. We went to play the Chargers at the Chargers. If we win that game, playing a lot of backups, including Chase Daniel at quarterback, we knocked them out of the playoffs. Ryan Succop missed a 41-yard field goal. Now, why am I bringing all that up? That tells you everything you need to know to tell all of your friends and neighbors, all of your Bronco fans, all of your Bengals fans, all of your Dolphins fans, if the Chiefs are interested in winning this game. They want to win this game. The Chiefs want to win this game in the worst way, like any win. So we got that going tonight for us in getting ready for this week. Love the vibe here tonight. Just stay tuned. We got a lot of cool things going on, including your chance to get your picture taken, those here live, with our sellout crowd at 95th and Antioch, with James Winchester. But a couple of special things will happen later in this show. So make sure you stick around for that. I do want to mention, because John Lewis is here tonight. John Lewis is here tonight. John, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy, actually played there when it was Oklahoma A&M. It was that long ago. John is awesome. His son played at Wayne State, played football in that league, in the Northern Sun League. But he does an awesome job with this store and has for years at different stores around the metro. But score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score, 29 points, you can save 29 cents a gallon with any $29 purchase. So the more we score, the more you save. And the more we win, the more you cheer, okay? The more you have a good time. So win or win, Everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. All right, here we go, folks. Get ready. When we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid. We will also be joined by James Winchester, and some special things will happen tonight that makes it a little different than a normal Chiefs Kingdom show. And why not be at 95th and Antioch? This place is awesome. We come back. We're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And now Pacheco back in at running back. Chiefs go 2x2 in the formation. They fake a handoff. Quick pass goes to Kelce. Spins back inside across the 25, making a left shoulder catch and then spinning back in. And Kelce now 90 catches. 90 catches for this season. The seventh consecutive 90-catch season in his career. That is an all-time National Football League record.
Welcome back to this Hy-Vee Chiefs Kingdom show. Special show tonight. James Winchester with us. And we're going to have some really cool things happen after the show. But we're at 95th and Antioch. So come and join us if you've got time. But with us now is the winningest coach in Chiefs history, the fourth winningest coach in NFL history, Andy Reid. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on 15 regular season wins. Tied for second all-time in NFL history in that regard, and the first time in your career that's happened for you. I want to start there and not let it pass.
Yeah, well, it's a, you know, it's a tribute to everybody involved, and so we're all a part of that. And whether it's, you know, Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan, Brett, you know, on down for all the people that work in those areas, coaches, the players. I mean, it's a real tribute to the voice of the Chiefs, right? Getting everybody fired up for these games. I mean, that's important too. So it's our fans went undefeated here, which is crazy to think about, but there's no fans that are more deserving. So just all in all, there are a lot of pieces to this that, all fit together to do that. But as we know, it's not done. You know, there's more games here to play, and that record's great, and that, but we're into single elimination after we play the Denver Broncos. So it's, you know, there's a certain urgency level that goes even higher now, and the games get faster and so on as you go into these playoffs.
My question now is dealing with kind of extracting what has happened and what it means going into the playoffs and in this week 18. And first of all, just the resolve that these guys have, their dexterity, looking for the right word. They played every day of the week. They played seemingly every time possible. But what have they built that they can take into the postseason as an entire team?
Sure. You know, the locker room is strong that way. You and I saw it during training camp. The leaders didn't flinch at the schedule. I mean, they might not have liked it, but they played hard and aggressive through it. And they didn't complain and do all that stuff. That's not where they went. They knew the job at hand had to be done, and they put their mind to it and went and did it. The coaches did a good job in that area too, staying positive with it. So,
phenomenal.
Not a lot of belly aching going on.
Phenomenal. But to be plus 10 in these last three regular season games, carrying that into week 18, to go from minus 4 to plus 6, what does that do to propel this team into the playoffs?
Yeah. It should help. I mean, we've got Denver sitting here that is a heck of a football team and that's trying to get in the playoffs. So, we got to get over that, and then we'll be able to focus in on the other scenarios, different teams. You obviously can't just prepare for one. You got to prepare for a number of them. So we'll get ourselves ready to do that. But we got to make sure we get a good, you know, we're just putting this together now. So we've got to make sure we put a good game plan together for Denver, who is really strong right now. They're playing real good football.
It's a really good defense, and they've been good on both sides of the ball. I want to ask you about Pat. 237 consecutive passing attempts without an interception. It's the longest streak of his career. What's happened, and what about taking that now into the future?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good stat to have. he started off with a few interceptions, and he wasn't happy about that, obviously. And so just like Pat Mahomes does, he put his mind to work, and his energy was to make sure that he upped his game in that area. The offensive line, I thought, did a better job of protecting him, you know, and so on. So it was kind of everybody had their little piece of it. But most of all, it was Pat that just said, listen, I'm done with this, and let's get this right. And so he did. And that's how he goes about his business. That's what makes him a great player. He's got the ability to do those things.
Phenomenal. To protect, you mentioned it. I mean, we played a gauntlet here. Myles Garrett, go through the Houston guys. We know about T.J. Watt and his teammates. And here comes this Denver group. But just the protection, how it's improved, and what that means going into the future, short-term, long-term.
Yeah, well, arguably, you're playing the last few games here against probably the last five games against some of the best defenses in the National Football League. So starting with the Chargers and working your way through the rest of that season. I mean, Cleveland, I don't think is in the playoffs, but their defense front is special. You know, that's a good group. And, you know, you take it on through the Texans, Pittsburgh, and da-da-da. I mean, these are all good football teams and good defenses. And Denver, likewise, is a real good defense, top five in a lot of the categories. So, you know, you just have to be sharp when you play these groups, and that should help you. You know, you get better when you play against the best. That's just how it goes.
Speaking of that, we haven't had a chance to have a Kingdom show since Kels broke Tony Gonzalez's record. Just your thoughts on Kels getting his 77th Kansas City Chiefs touchdown.
Yeah, that's something. First of all, Tony Gonzalez is a great one, Hall of Famer. I'm sure Kels is headed right in that same direction here whenever he decides to hang it up. And, you know, that whole dunk thing over the goalpost was in tribute to Tony. Not that I agreed with it, but, I mean, I understood it. It was a nice tribute to Tony, his respect for him. So the Tony, in return, showed a lot of respect for Trav, and that's they have a unique bond there. So, and now they're the two best in the history of this organization, which is great.
It's awesome. I'm guessing you're not enthralled, though, with 48-yard PATs.
Me and Bucker, we had a problem with it, yeah. So it's not something you want to see, for sure.
The logistics of this week. I know that this is going to go all the way up to game time of how you figure this out, how you organize this week. But I've also seen you use this as an academy down through the years where you share responsibilities, you pass things out. Just the approach to this week in specific, I guess globally or logistically or doing it from a standpoint of being organized.
Yeah, listen, I try to get a feel for the guys, you know, where we're at there and you know, what we need to do going forward. And at the same time, you want to play well against the Broncos. I mean, you know, that's the name of this game. So we're all competitive guys and we want to do well. So you evaluate all of that. I'll have an answer for the guys tomorrow. I haven't had a chance to visit with the players. So I'll talk to them tomorrow and, you know, we'll come up with a plan here going forward. But it'll be one that's, you know, good for the team, good for the players, and obviously we want to play well against Denver.
And zeroing in on these guys, we know they're a good football team, but in 2013 you had a chance to, if Succop doesn't miss the field goal, it's the same situation. We knocked the Chargers out in last year to beat the Chargers in this kind of scenario. Just the fact that you're not casting any doubt if you're going after this game to win this game, regardless of how you approach it.
Yeah, listen, against all the sports psychologists and that, this is America, and we are in the NFL. So it's a competitive business, and you play for that reason. So so that's, yes. I mean, I would be probably very embarrassed to go on the field not wanting to come out on the better end of it, yes.
Boy, that takes away all doubt. Anyway, thanks for being with us tonight. Look forward to this week for a variety of reasons and what can mean short-term, long-term. Again, congratulations, and we'll push on. We got Winchester here tonight. It's going to be a special night. We're doing some special things here, but just James, the pro that he is, he dealt with the tragedy of losing his father. He's dealt with different kickers, new holder this year. Just about James before we let you go.
He's my favorite guy. I mean, you know, he's the best. I don't know if people know that he's American Indian, which is phenomenal. I mean, I always joke him that he gives the team prayer every week. And so he's bringing it from the gods, man. It's a beautiful thing. He's a special, special guy. And we love having him on this team and all he does for us as a human. And he's just good people, good people, great representative.
And we're going to see more of that tonight here in just a few minutes. Coach, thanks for being with us this evening. Again, congratulations, and thanks for coming here back in 2013. Man, you changed everybody's life.
I appreciate you, man. How are those redheads out there, too?
Yeah, they're here, and they're fired up. Head coach Andy Reid, stay tuned. We come back. James Winchester, it is a special night. Just stay tuned. We'll have that after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
You rarely do you see the positive play on the hurry-up play. You get almost 5 yards on it, so second down, and that many yards of the line to gain. Another quick throw, Kelsey wide open, 35, 32, Steelers converge on him, but he drags a Steeler to the 24.
And now Travis Kelce, 1,000 career receptions, only the third tight end to do so in NFL history, and only one of 15 players to do so in league history. 8 of the previous 14 are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We know where Kelce's going in due time. Right now, he's going to the Steeler 25.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park at 95th and Antioch. We've got the geeks here tonight, and Weird Wolf, fresh off his documentary appearance in Snowstorm Sandy. Yellow Fro Man without the fro. Of course, Caveman Bob is here. Also, a meteorologist here tonight from KQ2, Vanessa, says that he forecast for Sunday 39, a chance of snow in Denver. Why not? All right. And Snowstorm Sandy leading the way. Also, the Redcoaters are here tonight, including Queen Cleo. Queen Cleo and her protectorates. And a lot of folks here, and a lot of brand new folks here tonight here for the first time, including one family that went 250 miles to get here tonight, but there's a reason. We'll get into that later in the show. But we do need to, and it was great to hear Kels, those highlights. We're going to hear some more. I didn't mention at the outset of the show, but how about Kels becoming the all-time touchdown reception leader in Kansas City Chiefs history? Coach, you just heard Coach talk about it, the 15-yard penalty, gave tribute, of course, to Tony Gonzalez, but I said, are you into 48-yard PATs? He said, no, not so much. But anyway, on that one, he'll look past it. But the one guy who snapped it, whether it's 48 yards or 33 yards or 57 yards or anything yards, and the best long snapper in the National Football League is our guest tonight, and he's here for a reason. The pride of the Choctaw Nation, James Winchester.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Thanks for having me.
And he actually had to go out of his way here to be here tonight, adjusting his schedule to do so. And we're going to get into why he's here for a couple of reasons. But first of all, it's awesome to see you. Congratulations. What about this team and what it has shown you? This is your 10th year now in this league. What's shown you and how they've done it to get to 15, how we've done it, and then to go 3 games in 11 days and pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, 3 and 10 games. Oh, wow. Wouldn't want to do that again, but we came out on top. Yeah, I mean, this team is incredible. You know, showing a lot of the signs from the former teams over the last couple of years. And, you know, guys just continue to push through and find ways to win games. And, you know, thankfully in my position, our offense and defense have put us in a position to go out and win some games with some last-second kicks. And so as a specialist, as a long snapper, you know, you can't ask for any more than that. And, you know, it just says a lot, speaks volumes about the locker room, you know, the guys that just continue to push. And, you know, we might be down, but we're not out.
What a year you've had. This has not been easy for our favorite Choctaw long snapper. First of all, a brand new holder and punter in Matt Ariza. How's that gone?
It's gone great. I mean, Matt is a pro's pro, you know, and it's really his first full year doing it. But I've really been impressed with Matt, you know, the maturity that he's shown to step in and do a great job for us. You know, not an easy thing, you know, coming in and holding after we've had, you know, the former holder with Tommy being in 4 years. And then, you know, it having to jump in there with Harrison. And he's just been like a sponge. You know, he just continually gets better and better. And really, we haven't dropped off at all. You know, he's done a great job for us, and he's done a great job punting for us. And you know, I think across the board, he's just checked all the boxes for us. So can't speak enough about Matt and what he's done for us this year.
I know he's been a boomer all the way back to what he did at San Diego State, but I like what he's done at getting the ball inside the 10, especially.
Yes.
We got used to it with Dustin and Tommy. But in the playoffs, we know that can be the difference between winning and losing. Have you seen him improve in being a better positional punter?
Yeah, you know, he continues to work and try to perfect that craft of, you know, putting the ball where we need it. And, you know, field position for us is huge. You know, field position in any game is huge.
And, it is. Huge.
There you go. Didn't even know I was doing that, but
yeah,
we got it.
You did it. Nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah, he certainly has. You know, he's continued to improve and putting that ball where we need it. And you know, we take a lot of ownership, you know, as our gunners and interior to get there and be there when that ball comes down. And so props to the guys out wide that are working their tail off to get down there. And we've been able to make some great plays. And we love the fist bumps there when we down the ball on the 1 or 2 yard line. So hopefully we got more of those coming.
I've also seen great improvement in the gunners. And the bracket guys, that's a skill in and of itself. I tell people to watch it. They don't, right? They're watching your snap and the punt. But on the outside, the two guys that can release, how much improvement have you seen there with those guys? The Nazi Johnson, Christian Roland Wallace, yeah, down the line.
Well, you always have a group of guys that are filtering in and out, right, because they get more time on defense. You have injuries, so you have guys stepping up. And so we've had a mix of, Chris and Nazi and these guys that have stepped in. And playing gunner is not an easy thing to do, like you said, because, you got your eyes up. You're running, trying to turn the corner. And we have one of those balls that's right there close to the 1-2 yard line. You got to keep your feet in bounds, right, or you get the ball on the 20. And so those guys are continually pushing to be better. And honestly, got to give shout out to Coach Andy Hill. He always works with those guys, and he always works with the outside guys. Dave Tobe typically has the interior in our practices, and so Coach Hill is always after those guys, and those guys take a lot of pride in it too. So just shout out to those guys for being great at what they do. And every little inch and every little yard can help us win ball games, with a field position.
And by the way, while those guys are running down there, it's like Russell Crowe on Gladiators.
Right.
They're not running free like, where's the ball?
Yeah, yeah. They're fighting the guy all the way down.
Oh,
it's
my
tough.
Gosh.
And they're never free. Never
bury
free.
Him into the earth. It is an art form. And, oh, my gosh, what a year. 3 walk-off kicks from 3 different dudes.
Unreal.
Let's walk through this. You get Bud, of course. Your guy, then there's Schrader, then there's Matthew. I mean, this has been nuts.
Yeah, it's not the way you draw it up, but after the third walk off, that's the first thing I did in the locker room was I went to somebody and said, "Hey, that's got to be a record, right? I mean, 3 different kickers, 3 walk off field goals. That is a walk off, I guess, 2 out of 3. But it speaks volumes to the guys that we've brought in. Harrison goes down, unfortunately. Thankfully, we got him back, but the guys who brought in, Schrader and Matt Wright. Both those guys are incredible kickers. Matt obviously has been with us before, and we've had great success with him. Schrader comes in, a phenomenal leg. I mean, we end up having to – the first day he's out, we got to back up because he's hitting balls over the net. It's like, where did this guy come from? So props to Veach and his crew for bringing in incredible talent. And I know that Tobin echoed that Schrader was kind of the first on his list last year when they scouted the draft. And so those guys bring in great talent for us, and, they plug them in. And we just go to work, no matter who's back there snapping it, holding it and kicking it. It just seems like we just never skipped a beat. And you're always always ready for your next opportunity. And thankfully, our offense defense has put us in a position to have the ability to go win some games. It's incredible. I mean, you get some major fist pumps after those wins. So as a snapper, I mean, that's a dream come true, right, to get to be a part of game winners. And we've got to be able to do that in the past and certainly had several this year.
Your oldest is how old now?
7.
7. What does it feel like then to bring in these kickers who look like your son?
Yeah.
Because,
I mean,
you're going, how old is Matthew Wright? Is he 12 or 13? I remember we signed him in 22. Pat goes, hey, when did we sign Tate Nagy? Right?
Yeah. He looks young.
Do you look at them? And how much do they look at you of like, hey, Dad, how do we do this?
Yeah, I make sure and hide some of the gray hairs coming out and in my beard. But, it's interesting when you have a guy that comes in that's, 10 years younger than you. And it's kind of a little humble check there. You're like, oh, wow, that's wild. You're pretty young. But, props to Matt. I mean, Matt's such a great human being. And he came in and like I said, 2 years ago, kicking the, 59-yarder, and then Harrison comes back the next week and hits a 62. So both of those guys, just performing, through the roof and doing their job. And, that's what our coaches ask us to do is, come in and contribute. And they've done a great job with that. Matthew Wright, Spencer Schrader, and then obviously having Harrison back. We're excited that our guy's back.
Now, we thank James Winchester, our guest tonight. The pride of the Choctaw Nation. Yeah. And we think of mild-mannered James Winchester, right? Good dude, great father, great husband. Did I see you get a little attitude in the Pittsburgh game? Did I see you at the sideline? It looks like you're squaring off with – it got a little cranky over there, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, truth be told, I can be a pretty good instigator. I might not start it, but I kind of get in there and get a little chippy. this was not one of those situations, though. It looked a little worse than it was. You know, there was some beef going on between two players, the return man and actually Jaden. I'm going to throw him under the bus. And I just happened to be caught between those two guys. So believe it or not, I was trying to play peacemaker there, but it certainly didn't look like it. So, but anytime I can get Chippy in there and you know, rough with the boys, you know, it's a good time. So it's football, right? Here we go.
You can take the man out of Washington, Oklahoma. You can't take the Washington, Oklahoma out of the man. That was pretty awesome, actually. I was fired up. Go, that's my boy out there, right there. Appreciate out there for the old long snapper down there trying to blow somebody up. Pretty awesome. I'm going to bring up going to Denver this week. We got this week 18 game against Denver. You just heard Coach. Just leave no doubt. Coach wants to win this game. He wants to win this game. But going to Denver, every time I go to Denver – and you know where I'm going with this, James. I think of one of the greatest moments I ever saw in my 31 years of being the voice of the team. It was just 12 days after your father was brutally murdered in Oklahoma City. It was awful. I remember my heart sank for you. You decided to play against the Broncos on the 27th of November, 2016, and I remember you recovering a fumble on punt cover.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge. Yeah. A cheer, folks, because it was one of the coolest moments.
Thank you.
Your dad was awesome. Your family's awesome. And for that to happen, you decided to play, and I thought, you know what? The Lord just blessed you with that play. I can still see it as plain as day. Walk us through that, what you had to deal with, because your family is so close, and dealing with that whole situation.
Yeah, you know, going back to 2016, obviously, lost my father, and a week or so later, we played the Broncos, and it was one of those deals. Didn't know if I was going to play or not, but I always heard my dad's words, that you always show up, when someone expects you to be there, accountability, be there for them, rain, snow, or shine. And so I knew the guys depended on me, and I knew that I knew exactly what my dad would want me to do, and that would be to play. And so. To have a play like that happen towards the end of the game, I think it was fourth quarter. I had a guy go down. Dustin put a great – we were actually backed up into the end zone, and Dustin put a great punt on the ball, and returner muffed it and was able to go down and get on the ball, and it was an extremely special moment, in that moment of my life, and what that play meant to my family back home, it gives me chills talking about it, and it was truly special and honestly a gift from God.
It gives me chills to hear you talk about it. And I know it's a terrible time in your life, but, God heals, right?
That's
restores.
Right. Absolutely.
We both believe that.
Amen.
But when you get down the field, and first, when you're the long snapper and you go help your teammate out, Jaden, you didn't get him goaded into the 15-yard penalty, did you?
No. We didn't get a penalty. Yeah. I think he was taking the opportunity that I was between the guy that he was talking to, and so I got the brunt of that one. So maybe he was kind of throwing me on the bus a little bit, but I didn't know that until after the game. And so I said, I don't know why that guy was so riled up, and he said, I know why he was riled up. So the truth came out after the game, and all was fun. But anytime you can get in there and get after it a little bit, it's fun, especially in Pittsburgh. That's one that's never an easy place to play, and it's just got that downright gritty feel to it there. And so, throw me in the trenches a little bit. Not a lot, a little bit.
Well, here's what you did, because we're going to go through it right now. And you know how this works. You've been on the show before. You have three hammers to choose from. Mm. You got Cowboy Bob's hammer. He's gone through some therapy with this. Leo Chenal broke it into pieces. Then you've got the gold hammer. You can take that, or the big red hammer right here. So you can do it. Before we go to break, we're all going to do this together. We're going back to Denver, the place where James Winchester had this amazing, remarkable God moment, okay? So which one do you want? What are you going to choose?
Man, I got to go with the gold.
The gold right there.
The gold right there.
All right, here we go. You got it over here. Shotgun Jackson. I'm going to use Caveman Bob's
hammer. Don't break it.
It is time, because it's not just any week, it's Donkey Week. It is time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it right there.
Got it.
It held
still
up.
In one piece.
The pharmaceuticals are working.
Horse hammer.
All right. We'll be back after this. In fact, an amazing story. A family is here. They've driven 250 miles for this show. You'll know why when we come back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Kareem Hunt, the running back. Chiefs up 12. 12:44 to go in the game. Ball at the Steeler.
12-yard line. Mahomes will throw again. Right side with a little bit of room. Slings it sidearm into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A historic touchdown for Travis Kelce. His 77th touchdown reception. An all-time Kansas City Chiefs record, eclipsing the great Tony Gonzalez.
What a moment. Kels finally gets that touchdown, sets our all-time record, then dunks the ball over the goalpost. That's against the law. 15-yard penalty, 48-yard PAT. Snap by James Winchester's perfect. Hold by Ariza, perfect. Kick is perfect. It is good. All right. James Winchester is our guest here tonight. Chiefs long snapper for 10 seasons. Three-time Super Bowl champion. And just an amazing dude. Have you had this Louisiana sandwich that's Jay Reed's deal?
I have not, but okay. I've heard great things about it.
Oh, it's awesome. The KC takeaway sandwich, which we got 10 takeaways in that little three-game span in 11 days. That's a lot of sandwiches. Jay Reed's teamed up with Hy-Vee and Zarda to turn up the heat with these. A little more Louisiana kick to it, but the cool thing, it's thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burn-ins, pepper jack cheese, and Creole seasoning. Mmm. And the portion of the proceeds, every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. John Lewis himself, Oklahoma State Cowboy.
Oh.
I know. How you doing,
Sorry.
Bedlam? How you doing, Bedlam? Of course, our OU Sooners here, and our store manager, John Lewis, is an Oklahoma State Cowboy. I'm going to get into a story here. This tells you the spirit of James Winchester is incredible. I'm going to bring him up here. Brant, you're going to come up here. Brant Wilson is here tonight. This is a high school junior football player. Now, he's 250 miles away in Smith Center, Kansas. All right? We'll just have him stay right there. Brant, you just stay right here. James will keep you on. But I got to tell you what happened. And I don't want to bring up, well, we all have been this if you've been an athlete. But the first game of the season, a 8-0 lead, but Brant's long snapper snaps it over the head of the punter. Other team gets it, scores, goes for two, makes it 8-8. All right, late game, another bad snap, ends up being a safety, loses 10-8. I'm thinking, we got to get Brant, who's a great athlete, by the way. This kid's a great athlete. He's here tonight, traveled 250 miles as a surprise from his parents because he gets a chance to meet James Winchester. I contacted James. Walk me through the rest of it, James, and what happened, because your story makes this way better.
Yeah, you know, Mitch approached me at work, and you know, he just kind of gave me the rundown of Brant and the team and kind of the situation and what had happened. And instantly when he told me, I'm like, man, I've been there before. And you know, I know the feeling. And so I said, you know, him and I both talked about it and said, you know, is there a way to get in touch with Brant? And man, I'd like to just send him some words of encouragement. And so thankfully Mitch connected me with Brant and was able to holler at Brant here and you know, just touch base a little bit and you know, just kind of get real with him about my story and you know, my downfalls, to be honest with you. You know, I shared with him, you know, and a lot of people don't know, and really, unless you ask, I probably wouldn't tell you, but I started my career at Oklahoma as a walk-on, and I walked on as a wide receiver, but I was able to make the team basically as a long snapper. It was a way to make the team, and I was a good athlete, didn't really have any experience snapping, but I was a good athlete, and so they said, hey, well, we need a guy, and so jumped in there. And long story short, the very first game of my collegiate career, I had my first ever snap at the Division I level, goes over the punter's head into the end zone as a safety, and so that's how I started my college career. And so, you know, it was the low of lows, and I remembered the feeling, and you know, at the time, Brent Venables was our defensive coordinator, and I thought he wanted to kill me. The first thing, saw him in the locker room, and he just had that look in his eye, and I'm like, I might need security, because this guy just messed up their, you know, their shutout, scored 2 points for the team. But you know, I just reached out to Brant and just tried to encourage him and tell him, you know, man, we all mess up, and things happen, and, you know, it's really about your next step. What do you do, you know, from here on out? And certainly you can be better. And you know, we all have those moments in life that are low. And I think it's how you climb out of it and shows a lot of your character moving forward with how you deal with those situations.
Just think of James Winchester in this moment. How many people were in the stands that day when you snapped it over the dude's head?
A solid 85,000 people.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Wish it would have been a little smaller, but yeah.
And there's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide. No. I mean, you just feel the weight of the stadium just staring at you. It's not a good feeling. Thankfully, it's one that I haven't had to feel since 2008 in Norman, Oklahoma.
Well, you've become a three-time Super Bowl champion. You need to be a Pro Bowl long snapper. I've not been a Pro Bowl long snapper. How are we going to get this done?
I'll take your votes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We got it all. We'll start it. We'll storm the Bastille. I'm going to give you a headset real quick, Brent. I'm just going to get you on what it meant to have James reach out to you, because this was a difficult situation. I don't think you had a bad snap the rest of the year. The rest of the year, no bad snaps. What did it mean for James to reach out to you?
Just to know, like, people had my back and that you had my back. And it's just special to know that everyone – that you just had your back and helped you come out of it. And
well, it's cool. We're going to give you back to James here. But Brent Wilson, he's going to be one of the top players in the state next year in Kansas. So him and his brothers here tonight, his parents, as a Christmas present, surprised Brent to say, we're going down to the Chiefs Kingdom show, and you're going to get to meet James Winchester. I think it's the most – one of the coolest things you've done and a whole list of cool things. But the fact that you had that story and that you can tell it to others. Yes, you're a great dad. Yes, you're a great husband. But to do that to this young man, phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your help. I would have never known about it unless Mitch had told me about it. So props to this guy.
But how much is this a platform for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, speak about platform. I mean, you know, with what we do, I say with what we do, I mean, we all have a platform, right, in our own, you know, respective walks in life. And you know, you always have an opportunity to influence someone else. And, you know, when you look at the grand picture of things, the grand picture of life, you know, we were all young at one point and, you know, had those that you look up to. And, you know, for me, you know, being from a small town in Oklahoma, Class A football, I graduated with 52 kids. My dream was to go play Division I football, but, you know, never knew if it actually happened. You know, I just kind of went out on a limb and here we are. But I had those guys and those people, you know, influencers in my life that, you know, stepped up big when I needed them, when I was at my, you know, low of lows and didn't know where to turn. Those people encouraged me, you know, and it might have been a teacher, a parent, you know, father, sibling, anybody around, you know, that may have at that time had given me some encouragement. And so that encouragement goes a long way. And, you know, I think in this circumstance, you know, that's a testament to that, is, you know, how powerful your influence can be to those people around you.
So awesome. Before we let you go, just your thoughts too. I talk to you about the pride of the Choctaw Nation, but your Native American heritage and what it means to you.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty cool deal. You know, I get that from my grandma's side, and you know, they're in the heart of Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma in Southern Oklahoma, and you know, there's a lot of people down there that take a lot of pride in that, and you know, that I'm tied to them because of my heritage, and they think it's the coolest thing ever, and I think it's pretty cool myself, and so to end up on a team with the Chiefs, I mean, how fitting is that? Very cool. I'm not a Chief, but I'm a Chief. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Anyways, but the Chief of the Choctaw Nation did come up to Kansas City and had the opportunity to introduce him to our staff and our business side of our operations with the organization, and what a true honor that was for me. Gary Batten's a great man and a great leader, and you know, I look up to him as a man and a man of faith as well. And so pretty cool to have that platform to be able to do that. But very, very extremely proud of the Choctaw Nation and my heritage.
We're going to let him go, but I want you to know we're going back to the place where I saw one of the greatest God things in football ever, when just days after he lost his daddy, he recovered that fumble as a long snapper. Ladies and gentlemen, James Winchester, Kansas City Chief, long snapper.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We come back. We'll wrap things up on the show, but those of you who are here, you do not want to leave. I'm telling you, there's more to come. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Kansas City Chiefs today have won their 15th regular season game. That has never happened in the history of this franchise that started in 1960. First 15-win season of the regular season for Andy Reid. Most importantly, The Kansas City Chiefs asked on play to every day of the week but Tuesday, only because there were no Tuesday games, unless some streaming group wants one to play on Tuesday. The Chiefs have played every day of the week. They played the hardest schedule, and they get the bye at 15-1, beating the Steelers 29-10.
What a moment. What a team. And we're just getting started. By the way, Grace is here tonight with our 65 TPT crew. No lie, she was part of the Korean Olympic hockey team where South Korea and North Korea actually came together, believe it or not, to make that team. And she was on that team. She's awesome. And she's with our 65 TPT crew taking video tonight because tonight we kick off our magic of the playoffs. We're going to do something special after the show for our live audience. But how awesome is James Winchester to do that for Brant Wilson? And both from small towns. He's from James is Washington, Oklahoma. They've had some awesome players, including some D1 athletes. And Brant, of course, is from Smith Center, which has had 15 Division I athletes, a town of about 2,200 people in north central Kansas. But for James to reach out to do that just tells you everything about that young man and what he's about and the fabric of our football team. It is not a coincidence. We won games in every way, shape, or form to get 15 wins. But now we get ready to go to Denver. And don't anybody here doubt, or anybody in the kingdom, or anybody listening, we're going out there to win that football game. And there's a lot on the line here. Denver must beat us to make the playoffs, right? The Dolphins can still make it. The Bengals can still make it. But know this, we're going into the playoffs as the one seed. Your Kansas City Chiefs are chasing history. We will continue that chase of history next week. Our Chiefs Kingdom show will be at Lee's Summit East on Rice Road, home game for Queen Brenda. So join us next week. Let's go beat the Broncos on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.